Blog Talk Radio.
Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show.
We teach the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love, and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You wanna know what we talking about, come and see. It's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water. Sounds of the Living Water Radio Show. Shalom, shalom, everyone. Grace and peace in Jesus. Hallelujah. All praises to the Most High God of Israel. We want to say welcome to another Sabbath. We are in the midst of the week of unleavened bread. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for allowing us to even participate, to even allow us to even have a mind to even want to take part in those things that belong to you. Thank you for revealing those things to us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Brothers and sisters, we want to say once again, welcome to another episode of The Sound of the Living Waters. I'm Joe Bisrael here with my lovely Rev, Rhea Serene Israel. Say Shabbat Shalom, Queen.
Shabbat Shalom, family. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath. Amen. Amen. Grace and peace. Today we are in that creation. We are in the creation. We are in the fourth day. What is the fourth day? The sun, the moon, and the stars. The sun, the moon, and the stars. The sun and the moon and the stars. So what does this mean to us? Why were they created? Why were the sun and the moon even brought into existence? Why did God have to create them? He didn't have to create the sun and the moon, but he did. You know, he did. He did create the sun and the moon. He did create the stars in heaven. He did create those things. He did create the suns and the moon and the stars. He did create those things for a reason. They are here for a reason. Not only are they here, they have a purpose, but they're also prophetic. What do those things mean to us? Well, we are going to research those things. So, as we like to encourage everyone, please have a King James Bible, pen and notebook, right? So we can take these notes down. So in Jesus' name, amen. We can ask our brothers and sisters. Brothers, if you can stand and face Jerusalem and uncover your head. And sisters, if you can stand and face Jerusalem and cover your head as we approach the Father.
Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his way. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned that thy righteous judgment. And I will keep thy statutes, oh, forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereunto according to thy word. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. I have read Psalms 119, verses 1 through 9. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name we pray, Heavenly Father, have mercy on our sins and allow us into your kingdom. Father, have mercy and send forth both physical and spiritual gifts upon us. Father, have mercy on our teachers, our elders, and our brethren in their families. Father, have mercy on them that don't know you, God, but delight in blessing us because they see your light and kindness upon us. Father, have mercy on them and their families as well. And Father, have mercy on our children and our children's children and their families. And Father, have mercy and send forth your Holy Spirit and give us a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word, but wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. And Father, have mercy on them that hear us and send forth your Holy Spirit upon them as well. And give them to a mind to perceive and eyes to see and ears to hear and a mouth to speak your word with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding and the faith to perform it. In Jesus' name we pray for your mercies endure forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm going to need a paper towel.
Okay.
So, with that being said, we're going to welcome the family that's live at this time. Amen. Hey, we want to say welcome again to another episode of The Sound of Living Waters. The family that's live, Facebook, we want to welcome you too. And my family that's YouTube, want to welcome you as well. We are dealing with the creation, those things that belong to the creation. What do you mean? The sun and the moon and the stars, those things belong to the creation. Those things belong to God when he created the sun and the moon and the stars. Why did he even create it? Did he even need to create the sun and the moon and the stars? That's that thing. Did he even need to create anything? Why? And then he had it written to even show why he even created the things that he did. So let's get into this. Let's start this in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. Genesis 1 and 14, when you receive it, read.
Genesis 1 and 14, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
So now he gave the commandment that the sun and the moon and the stars, the lights that's in heaven, they were going to have purpose. And not just any kind of purpose. They were going to have purpose in the creation, in the grand scheme of things. They were going to have purpose in prophecy. So this is that conversation. Continue.
Verse 15 reads, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Amen.
And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day.
So now, here we got a conversation. Now, we're not listening. He said to divide the light from the darkness. So this is a conversation in itself. That's something that we probably should pay attention to as well. Why? Because at this point, he created quantum. That is to say, he's given the power of light to pass through objects. That is to say, he gave the power of light to pass through darkness or masses. You see, so that's there. You know, so now we can see that angels and himself being created in this light, they can pass through solid objects. That's quantum. Man is trying to reach that point now, quantum physics. We've been watching those things with Star Trek and stuff like that, that they regenerate themselves in different parts of now anywhere, any parts of the ship, any parts of anywhere that's within range of this machine that they transport themselves through. That's quantum physics. Well, God is giving us right here, they say, to divide the light from the darkness, right? Okay, what do we mean by that? Let's go to Job chapter 38. Job chapter 38 and verse 18. Shabbat Shalom. Happy Sabbath. Grace and peace in Jesus. Welcome to the study. Welcome to the study. Job chapter 38 and verse 18. When you receive it, read.
Job 38 and 18 reads, "Have thou received the breath of the earth? Declare thou knowest that all. Where is the way where light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where is the place thereof?"
See, now here's the thing. Where's the way of light dwelleth? And as far as darkness, where's the place thereof? We can create darkness. Grace and peace. Shalom, Israelites. Grace and peace. All praises to the Most High God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What do it mean that he created darkness? Where's the place that light dwelleth? And as for darkness, where's the place thereof? Now, let's look at that. Go to Isaiah 45 and verse 3. Isaiah 45 and verse 3. We're coming back to this scripture because he separated the light from the darkness. So that means that darkness has to exist. You see, in order for light to be separated from the darkness, that means light has to exist. Darkness has to exist in order for light to exist. Now, let's look at this a little further. Psalms 45 and verse 3. Isaiah 45 and verse 3. When you receive it, read.
Isaiah 45 and 3. "And I will give thee the treasure of darkness, and hidden riches of secret."
See, now, we see here the treasures of darkness can be conversation. It can be mysteries, things that belong to those things. He written that darkness also represent wealth, understanding, things like that. Why? Because not everybody's privy to this information that we are receiving at this date. Not everybody's privy to the information that, you know, who the children of Israel is. And a lot of us that are the children of Israel, we aren't even privy to the information that we are the children of Israel. So we can't take these things for granted. We have to be ever so gracious. Continue.
"That thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which call thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. For Jacob my servant's sake, and Israel my elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee, though thou hast not known me."
And see, we don't know God. And I'm going to tell you like this. Even with all the books that we have and all the scriptures that we have, I can tell right now that most of us, even though with the knowledge that we have, we don't know God. One is because he's a humble and a contrite spirit. And the last thing that we're teaching in the Western world, and that is in any Western world, is humility. That's something that's considered weakness. That's something that's considered to not be a part of. That's something that's considered defeated. So, no, we don't know God because that's him. He's a spirit of humility. Grace and peace, Chris. Grace and peace. Shalom, shalom, Israelite. Continue.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Isaiah 45 and 5 reads, "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me."
He's taking care of us and put food on our table and a roof over our head. He's been doing this through time before We even found out that there was even a thing called Israel. So we haven't known him. We just find him out. Continue.
Verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord and there is none else.
So the rising of the sun. And from the west, look, here comes the sun coming from the east and it's going to the west and it come back around to the east. So right there, that'll tell you that the earth is round or else it'll just stay in one place or it'll never return. If the earth is flat, then it'll stay in one place or it will never return, because if it's flat, that means it just go forward and there's a point of no return. We're going to find out that the creation, the firmament, isn't just endless. It has a point of return. Continue.
Verse 7. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, God of Israel create peace and he create evil. We're not here for that today. He said, I form the light and create darkness. Now, here's the thing. And I ask this question all the time. Create darkness. If we can create darkness, we can create immortality. If we can create darkness, we can create immortality. We cannot create darkness because we haven't learned to create immortality. That's the difference, because in the beginning, he said, let there be light. That's eternity. That's where immortality is, there, before there was light. Once again, if we can create darkness, we can create immortality. Exactly. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go back to... No, in fact, let's go to Psalms 139 and verse 11. Because, see, the sun has to have a law that it has to abide by. What do you mean? That means it has to operate within the scheme of things, the grand scheme of things. What do you mean? It has to operate within those things that it's set forward to do. That is to say, it's to give light upon the earth. That's why the sun can sit up in the heavens. And once we get out of our atmosphere, that is to say our ozone, once we get outside of our atmosphere, we find ourselves in outer space, you see the dark matter. That is to say eternity. Before there was a sun, moon, and stars. Before there was a heaven, there was that. It's called dark matter. Dare I say it was called nothing. That's nothing that he created, right? So, this is those things. So he had to create the sun and the moon to give light upon where? It give light. It give light where? It has a purpose of directing light. Not like as the light bulb do, like when we turn on the light in our places or wherever, in our office places where we are, even in our cars, when it's dark, we open the door, the light up everything. Well, the sun don't do that. The sun only lights up certain areas, and that's to say give light upon the earth and the stars. But as far as the dark matter, how come that's still dark? Because that's not the law. That's something in itself that our scientists, if we really want to believe that there is, you know, this thing is a big goof and it's a big mistake, then we should be looking at that. How is that possible? How come the sun don't give light upon everything that's in its within this area, I should say? So, Psalms 139, verse 11, and when you receive it, read.
Psalms 139:11 reads, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
See that? So light came from darkness. That's the first thing. Eternity came from darkness. That's the first thing. Once again, that's why I asked the question. If we can create darkness, we can create eternity. Darkness to God is light. What do you mean? That's where light was created from, darkness. And we have a form of that. We can be in a dark place. We can sit, we can have, turn off all our lights, and our places can be completely absent of light. And yet, after a moment or two, we can start seeing silhouettes. We can see silhouettes of our hands. We can see that there's a presence within the darkness because there's light in the darkness. Are we not listening? We are witness to ourselves. We can see in the dark. Even in the scriptures, we can see in the dark. But he's showing us here that physically we can literally see not only the dark, but in the dark. Read that again.
Psalms 139 and verse 13 reads, oh no, go back up to 11 and 12.
Yes, ma'am, 11 and 12.
Psalms 139:11 reads, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee.
Okay, good. Now we see that darkness inhabiteth light. You see, so, you know, I for one, you know, has been taught to be afraid of the dark. Not anymore. You know, I'm not afraid of the dark. I'm not afraid of anything that's absent of light because I know eventually my eyes is going to fixate on those things that's in the dark. I'll be able to see them. Amen. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 1. Why? Because we are looking at the law of the sun. What do you mean? It has to have laws to power through darkness. That's what he said. That's what he said in Job. Where is the way of light? How does it manifest itself? Shalom, son. Grace and peace. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. In verse 1.
2 Corinthians 4 and 1 reads, therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God.
So consciousness is a form of light. Consciousness is a form of light. So therefore, light is not just a physical form, but it's also a spiritual form. Consciousness is spirit. That's why when he said where's the way that light parted, that's quantum, because that's a spirit thing. That's a spiritual thing. Light is quantum. It can pass through objects. It can pass through darkness. Continue.
Amen. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the mind of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Once again, light is consciousness. So that's why I said even this light that he's given us is showing us that we'll be able to see in the darkness of this world. That's that conversation. Continue.
Amen. Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness.
There it is. He commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Out of darkness. Why? Because that's where light came from. The dark. Are we listening? It seems like to me that our elders, the apostles, the disciples understood these basic principles. And I think we need to get back to that, because how are we going to have power over all things and we don't understand that these things have to be understood? How are we going to say, well, God is going to give you all power, and we don't even know what do it mean to have all power? How is it that you're going to inherit a vehicle such as a car or anything like that, and we don't even know how to drive? What's the point of having it? Like, the God of Israel is going to give us something that we don't know how to use. That's something we have to take into consideration. This is why he had these things written out, because in order for us to inherit these things, we have to understand these things. I ask this question all the time. How much power did it take to fire up the sun? How much power did it take? Because he's talking about giving us that kind of power. But then he's even talking about giving us more power than that. Why? He's talking about giving us the power of the firmament. He's talking about giving us the power of the firmament. What do you mean? He's talking about giving us the power to control the cosmos. The firmament houses everything except for nothing. The firmament houses everything, all the planets, all the stars, all the suns, all the moons, all the asteroids, plural. The firmament houses all of that, and he's talking about giving us that power. But we don't take those things into consideration, that we're going to receive those things. How can we receive those things if we don't understand those things? We need to understand those things in order to receive those things. Continue.
2 Corinthians 4 and 6 reads, "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ."
That's what we're supposed to know, these things. We're supposed to know how and what these things belong to us. How are we going to receive this kind of power? This is his knowledge that we're supposed to know. This isn't an easy conversation. I mean, don't get me wrong. I know it's not an easy conversation because we're not being taught these things, yet we have science such as astronomers and we have instruments like telescopes, you know, and multi-type of scopes that look in the bottom of the waters, and so scopes that look at micro things, and we're going to have authority over all of those. You see, so we got to understand what he's going to inherit, what we're going to inherit before him. This is something that we need to know. You know, why are we dealing with the creation? Why does brother keep running this creation thing? Because, man, if he sees fit, we're going to inherit it. It's going to be ours. And this comes with power. It comes with knowledge. It comes with real power. It comes with gravity. The firmament inhabits gravity. That's how powerful the firmament is. The firmament is so powerful that Orion, the gravity pull of Orion is so great, it'll dissolve the earth. It will dissolve the sun, turn it into nothing. That's how the gravity of Orion is. And yet the firmament has Orion in it. And here we are. We want to inherit those things and not understand the power of it. We have to understand how to drive a car. If we're going to drive a car then we must learn what a car is. We must learn how to operate it. Ask our brother Moses. Ask our elder Moses. Look what he did. He stopped the sun from going down. The God of Israel taught him that when he taught him to write the book of Genesis. He told Joshua that. He was right there. So, Sister Cheryl and Denise, grace and peace. He taught them that. So we need to learn these things if we are going to inherit these things. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into, let's go back to Job chapter 38. And let's pick it up in verse 1, because we're still dealing with this light. Because remember now, the sun has to operate within the power, within the laws that it was created in. So if we're going to have the power of the sun, we need to know what is the power of it, and that is that it gives light. Let's look at that. Job chapter 38 and verse, what did I say, 1? Yes, 38 and 1, when you receive it, read.
Job 38 and 1 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said, who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge?
He needs to say this to scientists now, because scientists are saying that the earth was created on a goof, out of a mistake. And those of us that believe that, I got one question. How is absolute truth is created from a mistake? Absolute truth is 1 + 1 = 2. That's absolute truth. Absolute truth. That's not a mistake. You know what's a lie? 1 + 1 = 3. That brings judgment. So the God of Israel has given us the power of free will through truth and judgment by the things that oppose the truth. Are we listening? Are we listening? Continue.
Job 38:3 reads,
yes, ma'am.
Gird up now thy loins like a man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Where was thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
See, the foundation of the earth is heaven. And there was no such thing as man when he created heaven. There was no such thing as angels or anything when he created heaven. So asking us that is an easy kill. Man, we ask to be quiet and just listen at what he's saying. Let's look at this a little further. Skip down to verse 28 and continue.
Job 38:28. Hath the rain a father, or who hath begotten the drops of dew?
That's the firmament. Continue.
Out of whose womb came the ice and the hoary frost of heaven?
Once
hath gendered it.
That's the firmament. Continue.
The waters are hid as with a stone, and the face of the deep is frozen.
Continue.
Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades, or loose the bands of Orion?
See, Pleiades is stars that just fly through their cosmos, through their galaxy. And then Orion is the greatest gravitational pull that we can even understand. Orion can dissolve everything in our galaxy. Galaxy doesn't mean universe. It's just an address. It's a block, you know, inside of the grand scheme of things. That's what a galaxy is. Our galaxy, our neighborhood is called the Milky Way inside of the cosmos, inside of the expanse, what the God of Israel called the second heaven. This is why we'll never be able to get to heaven, because there's just not enough lifetimes. The nearest star is 7,000 years from here, or I think 6,000 to 7,000 years from here. Think about that. What would be, I mean, just look at us from 6,000 years ago. How are we going to make it to that star? We don't have no instruments, no time. That's why, you know, when we look at certain things like Star Trek, they got this thing called warp speed or light speed. That's when we get the, you know, they saying that we can travel at the speed of light. Or they got this this animated state that we can be put, we can lay in prosthetic consciousness until we reach a certain destination, which is hundreds of years from where we are. Still, brothers and sisters, we don't have that expanse. We don't have a lifetime to even reach the outside of the cosmos. We will never have that lifetime until we have been changed into eternity. Now, we can have the influence of time. Now, we can move through time. Continue.
Amen. 32.
That's good, that's good. Read 24 for me.
Job 38:24 reads, by what way is the light parted, which scattered the east wind upon the earth?
What way is the light parted? See that? Tell us, how is it that the sun give light on the earth and the planets and not the dark matter? That's parted. Tell us. Tell me. Tell, see, that's part of that mind that he's going to give us when we come up in the first resurrection, that we're going to know how he did that. God willing, we live and we be ever so blessed. We're going to understand them things. We're going to see them things. We're going to understand quantum physics. We're going to understand what it means to be able for light to part from one state to another. In fact, let's look at that, Ma. Let's go into Luke. Let me see. Luke, I got to find it because this isn't in my precept. So give me a moment. Luke. Let's see. Right there. Okay, Luke chapter 24 and 36. Yes, ma'am, because Jesus rose from the dead at this point, right? So he got the body that we are looking for, the body that can do these sort of things, that it can move through light, solid objects, quantum, achieve invisibility. It can go stealth. It can turn invisible. We want bodies like that, but we don't want to do the things that it'll take to give us those things. Oh, man. No, we got to behave ourselves. We got to love our God and our brothers and sisters, or we won't see them things for all time. In worst case scenario, we end up in a lake of fire. Forget the fact that you just not, you know, you get to live forever, and I mean, I'd rather live forever than burn forever. But I really want to know these things. I really want to know these things. Read on.
Amen. Luke 24:36. And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, peace be unto you.
Amen.
But they were terrified and affrighted, and supposed that they had seen the Spirit.
Amen.
And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your heart? Behold.
See, they thought they seen the spirit. You know, this is Jesus with that new body. Listen what kind of body it is. That's what we want, because this body just appeared out of nowhere. The doors was locked. The windows was locked. The book said in John, for fear of the Jews, they had locked everything, and he just popped up out of nowhere. He walked through time. He had dominion over dominion. He had dominion over dimensions. He can walk through time and domains. Continue.
Amen. And he said unto them, why are ye troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold, my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as ye see me have.
See, angels don't have a skeleton. We are created in an image. That make us the difference between angels and God. The Father, God in Christ, has a skeleton. We are created in his image. The angels don't have a skeleton. That's why whenever the angels kill or mutilate one of us, they mutilate a skeleton, because that's what we created from, and that's their envy, that they're not created in the image of God and that they don't have a skeleton. What do we mean? Go to Hebrews chapter 1. I'm getting a little bit out of here, but remember now, he's light. He said, an angel don't have flesh and blood like I do, right? So if we're going to achieve this part of light, if we're going to achieve this portion of light, not the sun and the moonlight, but this property of the law of light, then we have to understand this. What did I say?
Hebrews chapter 1.
Hebrews chapter 1. In verse 7. In fact, 6.
Hebrews 1 and 6 reads.
Yes, ma'am.
And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. And of the angels he saith, who maketh his angels spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire.
They don't have a skeleton. We have a skeleton. He said, let all the angels of God worship him. And guess what? They're going to look at you with the same admiration. They do now. That's why he said that, you know, the prophets and the apostles are spectacles even to this day. They amaze. They look at us and they marvel at what we don't know, and they marvel at what the things that we achieve. And they also marvel at what God revealed to us, because it's not given to them to know these things. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go to Matthew chapter 16, 17. Matthew 16 and 17. When you receive a read, what do you mean? He said, angels don't have this conversation like I do. I can pass through time. I can pass through dimensions. I am light. I'm light. Watch this.
Matthew 16 and verse 17 reads.
No, 17 and 1.
Okay, Matthew 17 and verse 1. And after 6 days.
After 6 days, this is even a prophetic conversation, because man is given 6 days to work, and then he's going to cease from his work. That is to say, those that I found worthy are going to receive this. This is a conversation in itself that's prophetic. Read on.
And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them. And his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him.
He looked like the what? Light. But he created light. He said he created the sun to give light. He created the light that the sun is manifesting. So what did that mean to us? Like I said, he asked Job that question. If you could tell me which way light go, then you me. Job couldn't answer that question because we flesh and blood. He couldn't answer that. Like he just appeared out of nowhere in the whirlwind. He already knew he was way out of his conversation. This is when we're in the presence of wisdom, we should just be quiet. We shouldn't be running our mouths like we got something to say. If we got something to say, the only reason why we're saying anything is because of pride. And we should be quiet and listen. That's what the law said. A wise man will increase learning. He will listen. So he said his raiment, he said his face did shine as the sun. That didn't mean he turned white. That light that we looking at, the sun, he turned into that. His light was the sun as sun rays, so to say. Let's go into Revelations. Because remember that the sun got a law. It got a law that it's going to give light on the earth. Right? Go to Revelations 8, 1 and verse 11. 1 and 11.
Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11 reads, the same, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last.
You know what that tells me? That he's the beginning of light. You know what that tells me? He will always be in front of it, and light is chasing him. It'll never catch him, because he's the Alpha, and he's the end of it. Because he said he can cast us in out of darkness. Out of darkness. The darkness that he created. He saying that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the reason why there is light, and light will forever chase him. Forever. He will always be in front of light because he was before light. Just like when we turn on the light in our domains and the light just dissipate darkness. I mean, it could be completely dark in your crib or your garage or wherever you may be, your business or warehouse. It could be absolutely dark. And the minute you turn on the light, you can actually see the light physically light up the area. As it expands, you can see it light up the areas, and you can see what light can't light up. That artificial light. So the sun don't have this power. He does. He's the Alpha and Omega. He is, that's what he said, his face shined as the sun. And so was Moses and Elijah there with him, right? Watch this. First Corinthians, we're going to get back to this thing. I just have to put this out there. First Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 35.
1 Corinthians 15 and 35.
Yes, ma'am.
But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And what with what body do they come? Thou fool, that which thou sowest is not quickened.
So he said, how the dead is going to raise up. First of all, we already found out that he said, we're going to have a skeleton and we're going to be better than the angels. Found that out. Right, we found out that we're going to shine like the sun. Well, maybe. I would say we're going to shine as bright as the sun, but not like the sun. What do you mean? Skip down the verse. Uh, 38 and continue.
1 Corinthians 15 and 38 reads, but God giveth it the body as it hath pleased him, and to every seed his own body.
So God is going to give us a body like we saw that was on that mountain, right? Now watch this. Skip down to verse 40 and continue.
Verse 40, there are also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial.
Celestial bodies are spiritual bodies, heavenly bodies, and terrestrials are those that are of the earth. And things that belong to the earth, like fish and birds and animals and us, creeping things. We all terrestrial. But then there's celestial, such as the angels and God in Christ. Continue.
But the glory of the celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun.
Ain't that what we read in Matthew's chapter 17, that he shined like the sun. Look what else. Continue.
There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon and another glory of the stars, for one star differed from another star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead.
See that? So when he created the sun and the moon and the stars, he gave them light, the kind of light that we will reflect or illuminate. Even now, we illuminate that light, even to this moment. That's why you got some of us that are super spiritual or holistic or things like that. They like, man, your aura is banging. Your aura is out of control. Sister, your aura is out of control. What do you mean, your aura? You know, and some of us, we look at that and we take that as a compliment. Oh, wow, what do you mean? And then we see that thing and then your aura is your force, your life force, and it comes with a color. Some of us, the colors that we are bound by, like he said, the colors of the stars, we've never seen the colors of the stars. The stars got different radiance. We never seen the color of a ruby because we never seen the light of God shine through it. We're going to shine like that. We're going to shine like different rubies. We're going to shine like the light through a ruby. Well, not only some of us are going to shine like the end game of a ruby, and some of us are going to shine like the beginning of when light hit the ruby. Listening, or a jasper stone, or even a diamond. Some of us are going to shine like the light when it hit a diamond, and some of us are going to shine like the light as it exit the diamond. And some of us is going to shine like the light in between the beginning and the end of that light. But he said, this here has the law of the sun and the moon and the stars. And this is a glory from God. I asked this question, and I asked it once. I asked it 1,000 times. Those of us that we're so spiritual and so powerful and so knowledgeable. How much power did it take to fire up the sun? Just if you could tell me that, I'm good. You can teach me anything. If you could tell me how much power it took to fire up the sun, I will believe in your theory of evolution, your Big Bang theory. I believe in it. If you could tell me how much power it took to fire up the sun, if you could tell me 1 + 1 = 2, is that consciousness or is that a mistake? I believe in your theory of Big Bang. In order for us to have the conversation of 1 + 1 = 2, we have to have a conversation of absolute truth. That's the problem. We don't believe that there's an absolute truth, but we have it right there in our face. 1 + 1 = 2. That's absolute truth. Ain't nothing we can do with it. We can't change it. We can't alter it. I can alter any word. I can alter myself. But I can't alter numbers. In fact, let's look at that. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1. And let's pick it up at verse 14. Because what do you mean we're talking about numbers? Yeah, Genesis chapter 1 and verse 14. When you receive it, read.
Genesis 1 and 14 reads, and God
said,
let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens.
In the what? Firmament.
Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens.
Wait a minute. So what do that have to do with numbers? Amen? Let's look at that, okay? It says this, firmament. So he put the sun and the moon and the stars in a firmament. So when he put the sun and the moon and the stars in a firmament, he put that in, he gave the firmament authority over the sun and the moon and the stars. That means the sun and the moon and the stars is powered by the firmament. Firmament, the appearance of a surface or imaginary sphere where celestial bodies appear to be projected. Exactly. This is the firmament right here between you and I right here. That's the firmament. And the firmament is above our cosmos, above our atmosphere, which is the expanse or the cosmos. That's part of the firmament. That's called the second heaven. It says, a celestial sphere, heavens, vault, sun. It says, vault. Wait a minute. Vault, let's look at that. Vault of heaven. What do vault of heaven mean, right? Let's look at that. An apparent surface of imaginary spheres, celestial bodies appear to be projected. It says, the point of observing directly the opposite of zenith. To extend two dimensions out of boundary with three-dimensional objects, numbers. Numbers. See? So the firmament is bound by numbers. Let's look at this other thing that the firmament is. It says this. The firmament is this. It says spear, right? Let's look at that. Spear. Right? Not spear as you choke, chunk, like throw, but a spear. S-P-H-E-R-E. Look that up. Spear. Mathematic, a three-dimensional surface, all points of which are equidistant from a fixed point. Circle. Circle. So the firmament is a circle. We want to say the earth is flat and the firmament is round. And it's bound by what? Math. Can I put that there? See it? Look at that. Read it for yourself. A math. In case you don't want to even dig it up. Look at that. Can you see it, babe? Okay. It says a spherical object or a figure, a celestial body. It says such as a planet or a star. It says any series of concentrated, transparent, revolving globes that together were once thought to contain the sun, moon, and stars. And it also say a range of extent of knowledge, interest, and activity. So the firmament is revolving. It's going in circles. Let's look at that. I want to look at that quickly. It's in Job. Let me run that down. Let me find that quickly, all right? Because it tells us that the firmament is moving in a circle. So, and it's in the book of Job. And we always pay attention to Job like, oh, man, that man went through hell. He was an astronomer, and God taught him his creation. He taught him just as much as he taught Moses. And I know he taught him more than he taught David concerning the firmament, because he was detailed with him. Not taking anything away from my brother, Elder David, but when it came to the creation, I think between Moses and Job and Ezekiel, he really showed him what he did with it. Amen. Job 22 and verse 14. When you receive it, read.
Job 22:14 reads, thick clouds are a covering to him, that he seeth not, and he walketh in the circuit of heaven.
So he's walking in the circuit of heaven, right? One. And then he said, and he's walking, he said, and the heavens is a circuit. That's what he just said, right? And then go to Psalms 19:6. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 19 and verse 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 19 and 6 reads, his going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit into the ends of it.
Now, he said this. Now, this is now the sun and the moon is inside of this circuit. It says this, a closed, usually circuit line that goes around an object or area. See that? Can we see it, babe?
Yep.
Okay. So, you know, it says the path or route, the complete traversal of which without a local change. So it's zigzagging. It's got a certain, look, 360. That's what he's saying. The firmament is 360. It is an exact circle. 360 is what? 360 is 9. 3 + 6 is 9. That's a time window. Ain't no numbers outside of 9. It starts over. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 1, 11. 12, 2, 13, 3, 14, 4, 19, 20. Starts over. 9 is eternal. It's the only number that coexists with everything. Every number on the planet, 9 coexists with. Go look at your multiplication table. 9 is the only number that coexists. So 360 is bound by eternity, which is nine. How old was Abraham and Sarah? Abraham was 9 plus 9. Sarah was 90. When he told them that they were going to have a son named Isaac, that he was going to have to circumcise on the 8th day so that he can be with him on the 9th day in the creation of man. Adam got 6 days to work. The 7th day is the Sabbath. The 8th day is the circumcision so that we can take part in the Passover, which is the 9th day of man from the creation when he said, let there be light. How many months does it take for a woman to have a child? 9. How many planets in our solar system? 9. A half a year to God, a half a year to God from a 360 calendar is 180. You separate 360, you divide that by 2, that gives you 180. 0 is nothing. 1 plus 8 is what? 9. See? The firmament is bound by mathematics. And not only is it not bound by mathematics, it's also bound by eternity, which is bound by mathematics because he gave eternity time. That's why the sun and the moon is functioning to give us times, seasons, days, years, because it's bound by time. It's bound by time. Once again, 1 plus 1 is 2. That's consciousness. That's consciousness. Your clock on the wall, 12, 3, 6, 9, 12 is an exact 360. 0 is nothing. 3 plus 6 is 9. Even the clocks on our wall is eternal. Are we not listening? We want to have this kind of power, and I don't think we're paying attention to what God is doing. I'm not saying that I'm the only one paying attention to it. I'm just saying we're not giving it enough reverence. We're not giving it enough reverence, fear. It says circuit. Watch this too. It said a path through complete traversal, which without local change of direction. That's why we always have summer and winter. Summer and winter, those things never will change. Those things will always exist. Evening and the morning, that's without change. Those things will never, ever change. It says, require returning to a starting point. So that make it a circle. So to say the earth is flat is to say that the earth, that's what the Europeans were saying, the earth was flat. And that you would go off and you'll fall off the edge of the earth, you know. Because if it's flat, then there's a point of no return. And that's what they were saying. There's no God because there's no point of return. They're saying it even now. There's no point of return. But my question is this. There's a judgment because 1 plus 1 is 2 and 1 plus 1 is 3 is a lie. That brings judgment. It says a closed path followed or capable of being followed by an electric current. So now we found out that not only are we not only is the heavens are moving in a circle, but they generating electricity. So are we. We have an electrical force within us because we're created from heaven. So we are generating electricity. We are generating an electrical force. That's what the Matrix is about. You are a battery. And your force is being used up by the powers that are in the dark, that has no idea of what time it is. You listening? Like I said, I'm a sci-fi freak. I love sci-fi. Sci-fi bring a different conversation than horror and action films and stuff like that. It bring a different conversation. It bring science. Who are we? Oh, yeah, I did have you read that. Okay, let's get back to, let's pick it up at verse, let's go to Psalms 104 and verse 1. Psalms 104 and verse 1. So now we see the sun is rotating in our, that's why it's called a solar system. The sun is rotating in our solar system. Our solar system is moving within the firmament itself in a rotating state. Even our Milky Way is moving within the firmament, and we want to have power to control that control that. And then we don't even want to control our emotions. We don't want to control our nature. We don't even want to control our manners. We think we all things to anyone, and I beg to differ. Just because you got one or two likes here and there don't make you nothing. God can remove them in us. That's nothing. We trying to get to here. Read on.
Psalms 104, verse 1 reads, "Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Who covers thyself with light as with a garment? Who stretches out the heavens like a curtain?"
So he said this. He said, who covered himself like a light. That's that light that's in the beginning. That's the light before the sun and the moon and the stars. That's the light before laws. That's the light that light will never catch. That's the light that light will always run second to. Because that light is the alpha. It's the beginning. Continue.
"Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the water? Who maketh the clouds his chariot? Who walketh upon the wings of the wind? Who maketh his angels spirits, his ministers of flaming fire?"
See, they flames of fire. We're created in the image of God because we have a skeleton. We found that out. Skip down to verse 19 and continue.
Verse 19 reads, "He appointed the moon for seasons. The sun knoweth his going down. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat from God. The sun arises, they gather themselves together and lay them down in their den. Man goeth forth into his work, and to his labor until the evening."
So now, not only did he create the sun and the moon, but he also created this eternal clock within ourselves that is called the chiasmatic nuclei. You know, in some cases it's called a superchiasmatic nuclei. That is the biological or eternal clock of man. That is to say, in the evening, we're going to get tired and go to sleep. Some of us work overnight, get tired. I don't care. You're going to get tired. And we're going to go, you're going to crash out. We're going to sleep. That's because of this conversation of the chiasmatic nuclei or the superchiasmatic nuclei, which is the bio, which is a eternal clock in our spirit. Even the beasts of the field have it, as he said, they roar after they pray, they seek their meat from God. And he said, and the beasts of the field creep forth when it's dark, like your raccoons and rats and squirrels, and well, I ain't gonna say squirrels, but you know, those things, they creeping out looking for garbage and stuff like that. They bound by this same clock. All of us, even the insects, have this clock that's called a chiasmatic nuclei. And it's bound by time. All of us is bound by time. Let's look at this a little further. Let's go into Jeremiah chapter 31 and 35. Jeremiah 31, 35. Yes, ma'am. Jeremiah 31, 35. When you receive it, read.
Jeremiah 31 and 35 reads, Thus said the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night.
See, so the sun and the moon is bound by law. It can't function without the laws. He had to write a law for the sun and the moon to function. And he also had to write a law that it's going to generate light. So it also, he wrote this law that it was going to bring heat on the earth as well. And it's going to give light on the earth as well. The only thing about the sun and the moon, it doesn't give light in the water. It gives light on the earth. That's why the deeper you go in the water, the darker it gets. Because the law isn't for the law of the sun isn't to the water. The law of the sun is to give light on the earth. Listen. Continue.
Amen. And the ordinance of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea, which the ways thereof war. The Lord of hosts is his name.
Yes, yes. He divided the sea. That is the sea that's on the sea now. There's no such thing as ocean. I'm just, y'all, we need to look up the word ocean, then we stop saying it. Sea. And then it's the sea above us, which is the water that's outside of the firmament, which is housing everything, right? How do we generate electricity? Water. Every superconductor is powered by water. Every last one. Every superconductor needs water, even nuclear. Continue.
Verse 36 reads, If those ordinances depart from before me, said the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me.
And I don't get me wrong, and when I want to be all up in my flesh, and I want to talk about how great Israel is and how much mercy the God of Israel has given us, I'll pull this out of my hat, yeah. So, you know, if these ordinances disappear, then Israel disappear. But that ain't why we're here. We're here to show that the sun and the moon is bound by laws. Ordinances, they can't break them. So the sun and the moon is going to give its light on the earth. We sitting up here saying that the moon don't have ordinances over the night. If the moon appear and say, for instance, sun rises at 6:45 and the moon appear at 6:44, for that one moment, that moon had authority over that evening. Point blank. Can't do nothing with it. That's the law. That's the law. It cannot be broken. Some of us are saying the Abib because the sun didn't go down when it got dark and the moon was in the presence because it got dark. Well, when I last checked, it was dark 3 days and three nights before the sun and the moon was even created. So I don't get that reasoning. That don't make sense to me. And then what we're doing literally is creating a loophole by saying you got to go to the next day because the new year don't begin at the point of it going down when it should, when it did appear at 7:23 on March the 21st. We got to go to the next day. You know what that does? That's saying that Satan is going to find a loophole and he's going to escape. But he said he's going to be in the ground day, night and day. Well, guess what? We just gave him an out. Not listening. Not paying attention. Continue.
Amen. Verse 37, thus said the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord.
We can measure the expanse. One is that the expanse is always moving. The cosmos is always moving. So we can't measure it mathematically or with our telescope or anything like that. And one, our sun rays, our sunlight, can only go X amount of years out. And what do I mean, not miles and years? Our sun rays only go out so far. Therefore, we're talking about light years. And we got our science is that we can measure the sun light as far as 4.5 billion years, right? That's the common thought. You know, that our furthest star, light, takes 4.5 billion years to get here because of the sunlight, right? Well, when I last checked, 4.4 plus 5 is what? 9. We're not listening. 4 plus 5 is 9. We can sit up here and we can say the earth is 4 to 4.5 billion years old. Well, okay. I give you that. I go 9. If you want to say that, if your instruments dictate that, then there it is, 9 again. The earth is a witness. If that's what our instruments will tell us. But it says this, if heaven and earth can be searched out, then Israel will be cast off forever, which is impossible because Jesus came through the children of Israel. And if that's the case, then Jesus was going to be cast off for all eternity, which isn't going to happen because he's on the right hand of the Father. We read that. Dwelling in the light, which no man can approach unto. You know what? Let's look at that. Let's go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Yes, 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 13. 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 13. And when you receive it, read.
1 Timothy 6 and 13 reads, I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, that before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession, that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, who only has immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man has seen nor can see, to be to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen.
He's the only one that has immortality that kills Enoch, because Enoch don't have immortality. Second, he's dwelling in a light that no man can see. Why? Because our telescope can only see the things that the light, that the sun project. That's from the sun. That's the law of the sun, right? But the law of the sun can't project through water, which is what is above the firmament that houses all the stars. Just like the sunlight can't project through the water that's at the bottom of the sea. The further you go in the bottom of the sea, the darker it gets. And so much that the sea creatures has a form of their own light. God gave them a light in the bottom of the sea. Funny as it is, right? Because the sunlight cannot penetrate water.
Amen.
We're not listening. Or can see or ever will see, because one, having his own fire, so you're not going to melt. You're like trying to fly to the sun. This is completely foolish. We can't fly to the sun. We can't fly near the sun without being destroyed. So the sun is created from heaven. That makes heaven hotter than the sun. We listening. I hope we are. Like I said, some of us is kept to Passover a day later because we've been told that you got the sun, the moon didn't appear as the sun went down. That's not true. It was 3 days and three nights before the sun and the moon was even here. So the sun and the moon did not have to appear when the sun went down, because there was no such thing as the sun and the moon when it was created. So my question is this, where do we get that from? That's not out the script. That's not lawful. Or else we created a loophole for Satan. He gonna escape in the Abib when we decide that there's gonna be a skip in time, because we think the sun and the moon, like we did this Abib, you need a whole night to justify a day. That's not true. We just created a loophole for the devil to escape, and that's not going to happen. Apologies. And to the enemy, the prince of the air, the fallen will never escape this judgment. Na-na-na, boo-boo, you're done. I don't care what these teachers out here are saying. You're not going to escape the judgment. Let's read that. Let's go to Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. Revelation 20 and 10.
Revelation 20 and 10 reads, "And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever."
See, there's an ordinance of day and night. He ain't never coming out. Never. So how are we going to skip a day? Because if you skip a day, you just gave him an out. Listen. Let's go to Psalms 148 in 1. Psalms 148 in verse 1. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 148:1 reads, Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise ye him, all his angels. Praise ye him, all ye hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commandeth, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass.
See that?
Praise the Lord.
See that? He gave it a decree that will not pass.
Amen.
That's why the enemy will never escape this. So we sitting up here talking about you can skip a day. You just said that this decree doesn't exist. I'm not that one. I ain't in agreement with that. Excuse me. I'm not with that. What time is it? 1:30? It's 12?
7:30.
Okay. Psalms 89 and verse 35. Psalms 89 and verse 35. Now we bring it in an actual physical operation of the sun. And we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to wrap it up in a couple of more scripts. And then we'll be back here to deal, you know, bring the physical part in, right? Psalms 189 verse 35. When you receive it, read.
Psalms 89.
Yes, ma'am.
And verse 35.
Yes, ma'am.
Psalms 89 and verse 35 read, once I have sworn by my holiness that I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me.
Wait a minute. See that? Read on.
It shall be established forever as the moon and as faithful witness in heaven, Selah.
Wait a minute, but if it skips, it's not a faithful witness. See that? Psalm 72 and verse 1. And we're going to skip around. Psalm 72 and verse 1.
Psalm 72 and verse 1 reads,
yes, ma'am.
Give the king thy judgment, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son.
See, now, here comes Solomon, right? Here comes Solomon talking about it. You know, Psalms is written by a bunch of brothers, right? Especially King David, Moses, and Solomon. But anyway, skip down to verse 4. Continue.
Verse 4 reads, he shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor.
Yes.
They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like a rain upon the mown grass, and shower that water the earth.
Mm-hmm.
In his day shall the righteous flourish, an abundance of peace, so long as the moon endures.
See that? It's not going to skip. They have laws day by day, night by night. Can't skip nothing. Or else the devil can escape. It's not going to happen. So stop telling people the devil's going to get away. Skip down to 17 and continue.
Psalm 72 and 17 reads,
yes, ma'am.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun. And men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed.
Ain't that something? Case in point. That's the law. The sun is not going to burn up like scientists said, and we're going to have to move to a planet that's way outside our solar. That's even stupid. We're going to move to a planet that's on the outside of Jupiter that's a moon because it's the closest thing that resembles the Earth's atmosphere. You kidding me? If the sun blow up, then that's messed up too. I'm just saying. I mean, it's just me. I'm me, you know. This is just me and my madness. Please excuse me if my madness offend you. But I'm just reading what the law says, right? We all are. What script are we at right now?
I just read Psalm 72 and 17.
Continue.
Verse 18. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David, the son of Jesse, are ended.
Now, let's look at this. Let's go back to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 4. Genesis 1 and 4. When you receive it, read. We're going to wrap it up here. Genesis 1 and 4, when we receive it, read.
Amen. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 4 reads, And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
Uh-huh. 1 and 14, forgive me.
1 and 14 reads,
Yes, ma'am.
And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Amen.
And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also.
Amen.
And God sent them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning was the fourth day.
Okay, so we're going to get back to this, and we're going to pick up the physical side. God willing, we live next weekend. We hope everybody had a blessed feast week. Tonight is the wave offering, and tomorrow night is the last night of the week on Unleavened Bread. To those of us that actually participated that March 21st at sundown, at 7:23, when a new moon appeared over Jerusalem, were the first day of Abib. So we want to thank our fam that's around the world. First, our brothers and sisters that's in America, the United States, that is to say. We want to thank you for your time. We hope we edify someone. And peace to you and your houses in Jesus' name. Shabbat shalom. Our family that's in Canada, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your houses. Our family that's in Venezuela, we want to say peace to you in the name of Jesus as well to you and your houses. So happy Shabbat, Sabbath. Yeah, that's it. And then our family that's in Brazil, we want to say, you know what? Y'all have some really beautiful countries. I didn't know that that Brazil and Chile had them different. Anyway, that's a whole nother thing. Grace and peace in Jesus. Shabbat shalom to you and your families as well. Our family that's in Algeria, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Uganda, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Kenya, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Ireland, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in the UK, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Germany, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to your household. Our family that's in Turkey, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. I hope everything is working out there and things are getting back to a norm. Our prayers is with you, and we know that only time is going to heal that situation. And we're praying that it will heal. In Jesus' name, Shabbat shalom to you and to your households as well. Our family that's in India, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Myanmar, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in China, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Vietnam, we want to say Shabbat shalom to you. Peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Malaysia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in the Philippines, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in South Korea, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Japan, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Russia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. Our family that's in Australia, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you, peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And our family that's in New Zealand, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace to you and your household in the name of Jesus. And our family that's in Switzerland, we want to say Shabbat Shalom to you and peace in the name of Jesus to you and your household. And we go back to the studio, and my brother Keith has, oh, and just to say this quickly, I want to say Shabbat Shalom to our fam that's been watching on Facebook. God bless you. We hope that you enjoy your Feast of the Wave offering this evening, and fam, we're going to see you guys later on at the time appointed in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. And our brother Keith, Shabbat Shalom. Grace and peace.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Hey, grace and peace, brother. Shabbat Shalom. Grace and peace. Grace and peace to the Commonwealth of Israel and the Sounds of Living Waters. I'm brother Keith. I'm still trying to see through the dark and stuff like anybody else to see light. And I thank God that today that we are able to see the light from his presence. To me, in a way, it kind of seems like a quantum leap because you just jump from darkness to light. And here it is today. And I thank God that he resurrected us in the morning, gave us breath for life to be able to be a part of this service. So I know for the fact of the matter that nothing is guaranteed in life. Live and let God. Leave it up to him. All things are made possible by him. So I just be praying to God that I can see, you know, that I can, like that song says, I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. There's going to be a bright, sunshiny day, which is today. So I know that I know I just threw it out there, but it makes a lot of sense, you know what I'm saying? I thank God because ain't nothing promised, you know what I'm saying? You know, in dreams, visions in the slumber in your bed. So when you're laying there, when you're laying asleep, you're in darkness. And then he resurrected you, you can see the light. So I thank God for that today, and I thank God for putting that beautiful lesson on my brother's Job's heart and the beautiful reading of my sister Rhea, and grace and peace to the people. And with that, I close.
I want to say great job reading, sister Rhea, and thank you for acknowledging that that the God of Israel is to be glorified in this conversation in Jesus' name. So, with that being said, I want to thank everybody for their time. We hope we edify someone. And as we say here at the Sound of Living Waters, please
read your Bible.
Amen. Wash alone. People, please read your Bible.
Sound of the Living Water Radio Show. Sound of the Living Water. Sound of the Living Water.
Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Preach the gospel unto the scattered nations. So many people are lost, it's time to be awakened. Come out of this world, it's ran by Satan. Through the Most High's laws, flee from things pagan. Understanding the word of Yah is really breathtaking. Under his love and covering is so amazing. Thank you each day, so now let's praise him. Do things in unity, you and me. You
wanna know what we're talking about. Come and see, it's time to be deeply rooted up like a tree. You want the truth, it will set you free.
Sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, sounds of the living water, radio show. Sounds of the living water. Sounds of the living water, radio show.